Welcome to the Guild in Irene podcast. It is our mission to promote the amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We provide the opportunity to gain experience in radio communication theory, technology, and fellowship. This podcast has been created and produced by Thomas 60 Irene 749. Enjoy the podcast. Coffee Nets, Wednesday, 18th of April, 2018. Net Control, 11 IRN 610, Sean. Enjoy the podcast.
CQ. This is 11 IRN 610, Sean, coming to you live and direct from the beautiful Trinidad Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, calling all stations to the Guild Coffee Net on the International Radio Network for today, Wednesday, the 18th day of April 2018. This is also World Amateur Radio Day, folks, so we hope that we have a lot of contribution and guys coming out and, of course, checking into our net. Here, our net, we meet every Wednesday at our 2200 UTC time. It is, of course, our mission to promote amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We welcome licensed and non-licensed operators, giving those with an interest the opportunity to gain experience in radio communications, theory, technology, and fellowship. The Guild runs regular nets for the benefit of our members and guests to gain valuable experience in proper communication techniques. We welcome our regular members and visitors to any of our nets. This is a directed net. When checking in, please give us your call sign slowly, followed by your first name and your location for the benefit of those listening. Folks, we want to welcome you, and at this time, we want to open our doors for any emergency or party traffic. If you have any emergency or party traffic, please call Net Control now. Make another call. Another call for any emergency or party traffic. If you have any emergency or party traffic, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard there, so we're going to go straight and take check-ins for mobile or short time. Any mobile or short time station wishing to check in, please call Net Control now.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27, India Romeo November, 746. Graham from Clacton on Sea, United Kingdom, short time.
Net Control, good afternoon. 8 WAR 381, Chris, on the sandpile, short time mobile.
Net Control, good evening, Sean. Please check in, Kilo Echo 4, Tango Lima Charlie. Dion in Lugoff, South Carolina, short time.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27 India Romeo November 797 Julie from Clacton-on-Sea, United Kingdom, short time.
Net Control, this is Kilo Kilo 4 Zulu Tango Foxtrot KK4 ZTF Joseph from Georgia, United States. So I wanted to check in to the net.
Okay, good afternoon, folks, and welcome, of course, both lady and gents. Nice to have you on this one. You're on the Coffee Net on the International Radio Network. And again, we've got about five or four, maybe a short time. But let's start with my good friend who is in a mobile and short time, 8WR31, Chris. Chris, out of Loxahatchee, not to say exactly where you are or where you're going. Good. I think it still is on your side. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you, sir.
Net Control, good afternoon once again. Good afternoon, Graham. Good afternoon, Miss Julie. Good afternoon, all other members on the channel. 8WAR381 on the mobile and doing some business. That's as much as I can tell you. Net Control, have a good net. 8WAR381, it's clear and gone, 73.
WR31, Chris. Chris, why are you trying to spoil my net? My goodness, you know that you are the subject matter every afternoon. But I know I can understand the situation today. Take it easy, my friend. Be careful on the highways and byways. I know that you have a lot of chores around this time. Poor harmonic have you swinging left, right, and center. But of course, it comes with the territory, especially around this time. Thanks again for checking in, Chris. And be good to yourself. And who knows, we'll probably hear from you sometime soon. Okay, so let's leave Chris out there in Loxahatchee and somewhere on the sand pile. And let's go to 27 IRN 746. Graham. Graham, good afternoon and welcome to the Coffee Net, sir. Microphone to you.
Yes, good evening, Sean. And always, I look forward to the net. Not a lot to report this way. I'd like to say good evening to Chris and good evening to all the new members I have met and made friends with this week. It's been very good, as usual. I always look forward to conversation on the Guild QSO during the week. My joy of the week doing that. Today, well, it's been not too bad here. We have had the sunshine. Julie said it's been about 18 degrees in the car. We've had our electric and gas done this week. Changing over to these new smart meters so you can see exactly what you use. We're on pay as you go, so you can see what money you're spending and how much you got left. So that's another good thing. I do like my gadgets. So, yes, another gadget I've got as Julie says to me, boys and their toys. So I put in for a short time, but if I'm still awake, maybe I'll break in later on. From 27 IRN 746.
27 IRN 746. Graham, again, welcome. And nice to have you with us. Hope that everything is okay with you. And that, of course, things are getting better also with your eyes there. Yes, well, boys and toys are always good together, Julie. And that's for sure. So every gadget, you know, I don't think there's anybody who don't like gadgets. And if you walk into an electronic store, you just want to stay there for almost forever. Sometimes, even if you walk into a hardware, and we just go crazy with some of those things, you can just imagine. Good. 18 degrees, it says, in the car. Beautiful sunshine there. Graham, thanks again for checking in. And if you do have the time later on, we look forward to probably hearing from you. We have a question this afternoon with the name Julie on it. It is just stamped Julie. And so, Julie, who knows? Probably you might be able to solve that question for us or give us some good answers along those lines. But before we take in Julie, let's hear what Dion has to say. He lives in the same community or not too far from. So, Kilo, Echo, 4, Tango, Lima, Charlie, Dion, again, welcome to the Coffee Net, my friend. Microphone to you, sir.
All right, good evening, Sean. I'm going to be a gentleman today. I'm always a gentleman. I'm going to let Julie go ahead of me. I'm going to let Julie cut in line, and I'll go after Julie. K4 TLC.
K4 TLC. See, that's why you're tender loving care. That's why you have TLC there. So we're going to take that, huh? You're making, okay, is he still here? No. My good friend Chris left already because, you know, he always claimed that he is the ladies, man. But Julie, 27 IRN 797. Deanna said, you go ahead, squeeze the keys, have the big piece of the pie. He does not mind the scrums. Go ahead, Julie. Evening time to you.
Good evening, Net Control. Good evening, Sean. I'd like to say a special good evening to Chris and to Dion. And thank you, Dion, for letting me go first. I've got nothing much to report, only one from what Graham said. It's been nice and sunny. Got lots of washing done. And yes, his eye's getting a lot better. He's got another appointment in June for his 12-week checkup. Hopefully, that'll be the last. So, back to you, Net Control, from 27 IRN 797 Julie.
27 IRN 797 Julie. Julie, thanks again for checking in. Nice to hear your voice as always. And of course, we do hope that probably just like Graham, to be able to pass the mic to all the ex-wires close by and say, squeeze the key so for all the wicked customers, and you guys are talking in here, you can bring the lady along and give her the opportunity. We love to hear the ladies' voices. Having all the men all the time is not a major problem, but it's good, you know, sometimes to hear a nice, softer voice. And let me just leave it at that. Too early to get myself in trouble. Thanks again, Julie. Much appreciated. Do have a beautiful one, and keep working on those eyes, making sure, of course, you can see better, or at least to see you better all the time there. I know you have our eyes on someone else, but you have the same information. Thanks again. Okay, so let's go across to Dion now. K4TLC. Good evening one more time, Dion. And oh no, afternoon, I think it's on your side. So good afternoon, and microphone to you, sir.
All right, Sean, yeah, I'm back in here now. So I had a good day at work, and I listened to the worldwide radio net this morning on EchoLink. It's going into 12 hours. So, and also, this is for Graham. I heard Graham talking about a smart meter. Well, I just checked my mailbox a while ago, and lo and behold, I got a notice saying I'm going to have a smart meter installed in a couple of weeks. So there you go. Got a smart meter on the way, Graham. I'm going to be just like Graham. All right, turn it back to you, Chris. K4TLC.
K4TLC. K4TLC from 11 Iron 610. In some other places, you usually have to pay a penalty for something like that there. Yes, Trinidadians, yes, he's from Trinidad. He left Trinidad about 40 years ago, if not 100. But there's a difference between Chris and Sean. But we accept that. It is a worldwide amateur radio day. So you excuse Dion. Thanks again for checking in, my friend. And I know it is short time for you, but just in case you are wrong later on, it'll be nice to pop in there. I know this is your time that you're home, so you tend to sit down and relax. Probably you can relax next to your device, have something nice to drink, and we get back to you. Thank you so much, Dion, for checking in. And let's go to KK4, Zulu, Tango, Foxtrot, Joe, or Joseph. Joseph, welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you, sir. Please go ahead with your contribution. Okay, let me try it one more time. Kilo 4, Zulu, Tango, Foxtrot, Joseph, or Joe, if you're still here with us, microphone to you, sir. Okay, nothing heard there. Right, so let's continue along the log. Do we have any other mobile or short-time station wishing to check in? Net Control, 11IRN 610, at your service.
60IRN 749, 60IRN 749, Thomas, Christchurch, New Zealand, checking in.
November 6, Kilo, Tango, Oscar, no traffic.
Okay, the control recognizes 60IRN 749, Thomas out there in Christchurch, New Zealand. Thomas, of course, welcome, and pleasant morning to you on your side of the wood there. I did pick up November 6 Kilo. You care to bring back the rest of your call sign for me, please? I'll just have my cup of coffee at the time. Come back with the call sign, please. Sorry.
No problem. It's November 6 Kilo Tango Oscar N6KTO. The name here is Jason. No traffic for the net.
Roger on that. November 6 Kilo Tango Oscar Jason. Jason, well, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Coffee Net. Nice to have you on this one here for the first time. As usual, we welcome everybody to our Coffee Net, and welcome at Open Arms. I think this is the first time I have you logging into our Coffee Net. Not too sure if you have visited before the Friendship Net or the Fellowship Net, but welcome nevertheless. And could you just share with us your location, please?
If that was directed towards N6KTO, I'm in San Jose, California right now.
Roger that, California. Thanks a lot, sir. Nice to have you on this one. Then if you happen to be around later on, we have a nice little question. This today being the 18th of April 2018, also Worldwide Amateur Radio Day, we had a specific question, but on Monday we were listening to Denny and we recognized that it was more or less along the same line. So we had to change it up, and our question is a little different and probably far, far as possible from the amateur radio day sort of questions. But who knows? Once you're here, we'd love to engage you. Thank you so much. Do we have anybody else wishing to check in before we get back to Thomas? Net Control 11IRN610 at your service. Okay, nothing heard there, so that's good. 60IRN749, Thomas out there in Christchurch, New Zealand. Thomas, welcome to our Coffee Net. Nice to have you this, I'm sure. And of course, all the work that you have been doing. I didn't really got the opportunity to listen to the Coffee Net last week. I want to believe you did taste it there. And probably so sometime I'm going to do so. I want to pass the mic to you for your contribution or comments. Please go ahead.
Well, good day, everybody. This is 60IRN 749 Thomas, Christchurch, New Zealand. Just wanted to pick hello to everybody here. Welcome everybody to the net. Hope everybody's had a great week. It's been fantastic here at the Guild. For some people who did not know already, I'm now part of the staff here on the Guild, part of the marketing team. So I'm here to help the Guild and the International Radio Network grow and be part of the wider community on the internet. I'm also doing podcasts now, which I am recording all the nets, the Friendship Net, the Coffee Net, which is today, and the Breakfast Club, the breakfast one by Danny at the Digicom Cafe one, which I'm going to be doing and producing online. So that's pretty cool. So that's what I've been up to lately, just been publishing it online. I managed to get all the podcasts so far onto iTunes and to some other major podcast websites so it can go out the online and people can see it and come to us and learn and discover stuff. So it's been a great week. Super sunny here. It is, for those people who are interested, it is 9:21 a.m. A very beautiful morning and a beautiful day. So I hope everybody's doing well, and thank you so much for the beautiful net there, Sean. I love it. Alrighty, 60IRN 749, back to net control, Sean. Thank you.
60IRN 749, 11IRN 610. Thank you so much, Thomas, for that. And of course, continue to do the work that you're doing there on the podcast, of course, SoundCloud, getting those information out. And of course, by doing so, being part of the marketing team, it means to say that you are spreading the wings of the Guild, and we should put the soul further than we have been doing. Thank you so much, my friend, and do have yourself a beautiful morning. It's 9:21 right now with New Zealand. It's just about 5:21 here in Trinidad and Tobago. As I look outside, the sun seems to have gone somewhere. So we seem to have a little cloudy sky, especially towards the western part of Trinidad. And we look forward to what's going to happen in the next couple of minutes or so. Thank you so much. All right, so we are still here, and we're going to open the doors one more time for any other person, any mobile or short-time stations. I think that's where we still at. Anybody else wishing to check in can please do so now. Net Control, 11IRN 610. That's your service.
Control, please check in. Kilo Delta 5, Delta Lima Juliet, KD5DLJ on the Compton Trailhead in Newton County, Arkansas.
Okay, Net Control recognizes Kilo Delta 5, Delta Lima Juliet. I want to pass the mic straight to you one time, sir. Please go ahead with your contribution.
Hey, yeah, good afternoon. Good evening, Sean and the net. Sorry, I'm a little winded here. We've got just under a mile left to go here on the hiking trail. We've been on here since about 12:30 this noon. We've hiked a little over 5 miles down to the Hemden Hollow Waterfall, which is absolutely gorgeous. but it's a 1,400 foot drop and a 1,400 foot climb back out of it again. And I am pooped. And we got 0.8 miles left to get back to the trailhead and back to our car. So we're getting a little winded here, and I just now got back into cell coverage, sitting down on a rock here, catching my breath, and I thought I'd see if I was able to get into your net and check in. So that's how faithful I am, Sean. I want to make sure I can check in and give you my support, even after a 5-mile hike. Back to net control, 73 KD5DLJ, pedestrian mobile.
K5DLG, Denny, thanks a lot for your contribution. And you said you have been on a hike since about 12:30 or so. So it means to say that all part of your knapsack might give 101 different types of radios. I hope that you have water with it, that you can drink some water, and that probably you can or you're in a position to listen to all the different networks that are taking place right now for the World Amateur Radio Day. Thanks again for checking in, my friend, and be good to yourself. If you happen to have the time later on, pop back in. We'd love to hear you again. Be safe, be good. 1,400 drop is a big drop, and especially if it is there's no trees or anything going down. So be careful, you and yours and everybody else on the hike there. Thanks again for checking in, KD5DLG. Anybody else wishing to check in? Net Control, 11IRN610, at your service.
Net Control, this is 4, India Romeo November 801, Paul from Columbia, South Carolina, but we are now in New Jersey, so we're talking to you from New Jersey right now.
Recognizes. We had a pause there. All right, Net Control recognizes 4IRN 801, Paul, usually from South Carolina, now in New Jersey, so it meant to say that, should I call on Richard? Richard, the chickens are all alone. The chickens are all alone. Paul, good afternoon. Welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you, sir.
Oh, Net Control, 4IRN801. Okay, yeah, the chickens are all alone. Actually, my mail lady, she's going to be watching them and babysitting them for me and feeding them and taking care of them. And I told her she can collect all the eggs, including the green ones, all for herself. Yeah, we jumped on a plane and flew up here to my daughter's house. And we are about to take a cruise, leaving Sunday and heading for the Bermuda to spend a few days in Bermuda with the grandkids and just have a wonderful time. But the weather doesn't look like it's going to be too cooperative. But that's okay. We'll still make it a good trip and a good time. So, I'm up here in New Jersey right now, out in the backyard, and my brother-in-law is barbecuing some burgers for us. And hopefully all will go well. It's great to hear everybody out here, Graham, Julie, my friend Dion, and everybody else. So, Sean, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I look forward to hearing what the question is on the second go-around. Back to you, Net Control.
4IRN801. Thank you so much there for coming in, Paul. And of course, we want to wish you the best of everything on safe journey. If you go into Bermuda, maybe, if at all, ever it's true, you can look out for the triangle. Yes. I've heard a lot of those folks making mention that hello, there's nothing like that here. Nevertheless, again, thanks for checking in. And if you say that the brother-in-law is right now trying to work up some of those hot dogs and stuff like that, you just went right back to making or putting a smile on my good buddy face. So Ralph would love to hear something like that. And he's a distance away, but it does not mean to say that he didn't probably try to run across there. Thank you, Paul. Nice to have you in this one again. And we see. Okay, it's around that time. It's about 5:28, so you want to go to Zello Crossing to see if there's anybody on the Zello Crossing that wishes to check in. Net Control, 11IRN610, at your service. Okay, nothing heard from the Zello Crossing. I want to believe that some of the folks were already there and came in and checked in, so that's not a problem. At this time, we're going to go to our general check-in. So, folks, as we focus on our general check-in, as a reminder, when checking in, please give us the call sign slowly, followed by your first name and your location. As usual, this is the Coffee Net. It is, of course, the World Amateur Radio Day. We're going to have some fun, hopefully. But as usual, we ask you to hold your coffee in one hand. And if you're not a coffee drinker like myself, who is probably towards the end of my cup of coffee, and you can probably get some other hot beverage or some cool beverage or some strong beverage, relax and let's have a conversation. General check-in for the Gills Coffee Net. Please call Net Control now.
Net Control, please recognize November 8, Lima, Lima, Charlie, John, Lansing, Michigan. Good evening, y'all. No traffic, Sean. Have a good night.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Mike Romeo Whiskey. Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit.
Net Control, this is Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Ron, coming to you from a small island in the Northeast, called Manhattan.
Okay, Net Control recognizes November 8, Lima Lima Charlie, John, W8MRW Roy, and Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Guys, welcome to the Coffee Net. Nice to have you on this one this afternoon. And although my good buddy says that he has no traffic, I know that he can do a little better than that. So we're going to call on John. John, I heard you this lunchtime, somewhere around there when you checked in. And again, I want to say thank you so much to Denny. And Denny was able to again, through the Digicom Cafe, be able to listen, again, some of us are non-radio operators, onto some of the network taking place there. And I think I heard the voice of November 8, Lima, Lima, Charlie checking in. So, November 8, Lima, Lima, Charlie, probably you can share with us to see what's your day was like and how you enjoy the World Amateur Radio Day. Microphone to you, John. Besides the cookies, I know you have more to share. Okay, seeing as John has already dropped that mic, well, wow. All right, no problem at all. If you happen to be around later on, probably you'll be able to share some other information to us. So we're going to leave Lansing, Michigan there and go to Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit. W8MRW Roy. Roy, good afternoon, and welcome to the Coffee Net, sir. Microphone to you.
Good afternoon, Sean, and hello, everybody out there on the Guild Coffee Net. This is Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, W8MRW. Let me say hello to my fellow Michiganders, N8LLC John in Lansing, Michigan, and N8YQJ Ralph in East Lansing, Michigan. And we'll say hello to Ron coming up after me in the island of Manhattan, the Big Apple, New York City. That would be AF2 November Yankee. Well, let's see, the local time here, about 5:33 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We're overcast, although the temperatures were more agreeable today than yesterday, and that's a sign, I think, of slowly better things to come. Well, Amateur Radio Day, World Amateur Radio Day, is today, and, well, the activities are ongoing as we speak. Over there, originating on the World Conference server, but don't worry about that. Our own, the Guild EchoLink conference server, is connected with Dewdrop In conference server, and Dewdrop In is connected to the World conference server, and therefore, we have definitely ready access for our licensed radio amateurs. And if you're not licensed, you can listen in. In fact, it appears right now, I'm looking at my TeamSpeak screen here on the IRN, and I think Denny is recording the proceedings, I should say, KD5DLJ on, let's see, let me pause for reset. Yes, it appears that Denny is recording the proceedings on the Guild All-Star node 47374, which is the All-Star node for the EchoLink, the Guild conference server. So I was listening to World Radio or the World Amateur Radio Day activities over on the World Radio Network, and a little bit later on, it'll dovetail in with the World Friendship Net. But I've been listening since 12 noon Eastern time. And we've had the two-hour shifts of net controllers, sometimes running over a little bit, and just a whole bunch of check-ins. It's so cool to hear all these stations coming in. And yet everything is going off in a fairly orderly fashion. It's quite a job. 24, I'm told, conference servers are connected in. And who knows what other kind of, Echolink nodes or IRLP nodes are connected therein. But things seem to be going in a very orderly fashion. It's just great to hear all these check-ins, you know. So for those of you that are not licensed, of course, you can check it out here on IRN on the All-Star link 47374, and that's for listen only. And then if you choose rather to do this, you can go over to the Scanner Radio app. Look for the Guild Echolink Conference Server and listen in that way, which is what I've been doing for quite a while until I get ready to transmit. I transmitted during the second hour, I think it was. But anyway, just want to share that with everybody. Well, be looking forward to round two here, Sean, and the great question of the day. And I'll just give a quick comment as to what we did at the General Motors Amateur Radio Club club meeting yesterday. Back to you there, Sean. 11IRN 610W8MRW, back to net.
BFMRW, Roy Roy, thanks again for your contribution, sir. As usual, a lot of information, much appreciated. And I know that those who are listening, as usual, they too are empowered and edified with information there. I listened some of it while I was at work today. And through the link that was set up, I said that through Danny there, I think it was, through the DigiCom Cafe, and there's a link. And again, all I've seen mostly is those American call signs, and they were coming through the Worldwide Amateur Radio reflector. So that's good to know that we have all of these things are taking place, and people do take the time, because it's a timely effort, rather than truly people from all over the world who can just pop in and make a contribution to something like this. So that is a lovely thing. Keep it up, continue along those lines, and it's an overcast condition on your side. Let's hope things work out, because I know you still have a couple more daylights. We are also currently seeing time. We are 5:58 p.m., similar to that of yours, but probably you may have more light than us at this present time. So we're going to leave Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, and head across to that Manhattan state around the northeastern side of things there, that little piece of state there, all by itself. And the captain of the ship there, Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Ron, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you, sir.
Well, good afternoon to you, Sean, from AF2NY. Well, I had my Starbucks coffee today, a dark roast, and it was good. I love that dark roast. Nice large one. I'm getting into a bad habit of having it every day. My wife said she created a monster. I was never into coffee until about a year or so ago, and my wife did it to me. Now it's like an addiction. I can't get enough of it. Anyway, the weather here in New York, not bad today, low 50s, and it should get better over the next couple of days. So hopefully spring is finally sprung. Anyway, good afternoon, evening to Roy. Special wave to you and everyone else on the net. Paul had mentioned that he's taking a cruise. If he's in New Jersey, I wonder if he's going out of Port Liberté, which would be a Royal Caribbean departure or a celebrity. And if he's going to New York, it would be a Norwegian cruise line. Anyway, I hope his experience is a little better than mine. Last May, we took a cruise, Bermuda cruise, on the Norwegian Breakaway. The cruise was good, but sleeping was kind of bad, because we were situated right under a Japanese restaurant, and they decided to do cleaning, and the restaurant did not have carpeting, so they decided to do cleaning at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they dragged around this heavy furniture for 3 hours, and it was absolutely a nightmare. And I requested many times for them to delay their cleaning at least a couple of hours, and they refused to do that. They said they couldn't make the decision to change that. The purser said that decision had to come out of their headquarters in Miami, which made no sense. You'd think the purser would have control over something like that. So hopefully he's not in a situation like that, and there's no Japanese restaurant without carpeting above him. So anyway, that was my situation. This weekend, we're looking to have a flea market in our area, which residents, about 2,000 residents, could have a little spot around the complex to sell whatever we want to get rid of. So hopefully we can make some money and get rid of a lot of stuff. We usually average around $300 or $400 in sales, so hopefully we'll do the same and get rid of stuff that we don't want anymore. My wife has a lot of jewelry she's gotten tired of. We have dishware and some other odds and ends. So looking forward to doing that. And the weather looks like it might be in the mid-50s, so that should be fine for us. Anyway, looking forward to your question, and hopefully Paul comes back to me and tells me what ship he's going to be on. Let me send it back to Sean. That can
fly. Alpha Fox, 2 November Yankee 1-1. Thanks again for your contributions, sir. And as usual, as always, a pleasure having you on board with us. Of course, dark roast coffee, and if at all you spike it a little bit of hazelnut or anything of the sort there, then you are good to go. Low 50s, you said, so that's nice condition. I think, is it yesterday or 2 days ago, we were looking at some of the subway, and there's a lot of water in the area there. So it meant to see that your conditions are always also one of those at this present time. Not something that you expect, but it is happening to you there, pause. Yeah. So you know you made mention of flea market, and one of the first items that you identify was the wife's jewelry and whatnot. And possibility exists that yes, you have a lot and she wishes to sell. They can be careful how we identify objects and whatnot, because next thing she might walk around the room and start picking up all your gadgets, you know, all your little radios and things like that, and saying those are the stuff that also need to make more than the figure you called a while ago. No problem. Be careful there, Ron. Take it easy. And we catch you down the log in a bit. We're still here, folks. This is the general check-in. Any other station wishing to check in can please do so now. Net Control 11 IRN 610. That's your service.
Sean, can I do a quick recheck?
Oh, IRN 801. Paul, recheck. Go ahead, sir.
4, India Romeo, November 801. Yeah, Ron, real quick recheck here. It's going to be on, out of New York, I'm going to be on the Norwegian Escape, which is one of their newest ships they just built in 2015, I believe, and it holds about 5,000 people. And we're hoping to have a much better experience than what you did. So we will report on how it all went the next time we're back out here in about 2 weeks. So I just wanted to run that out for you real quick. 4, India Romeo, November 801. Back to you, Sean. Thank you.
YRN 801. Paul, that's not a problem at all. Good. At least good information there for my partner, Ron. And if you said it's a new ship, 3 years old, then you should have a good experience there. But again, you know, safety is number one, so just make sure that everything works out in a good location. I hope that you have happy feet. So, you know, you cannot go on a boat cruise for a long period of time without doing some lovely dancing. And if you have difficulties at all and get the type of music that you want, I could always supply you. It's part of the things that I do also. Lovely music for dancing, so that whether you do it one step, two step, three step, or all the steps, we got music here. Thank you there, Paul, and also Ron. We open again the doors for any other person wishing to check in. It's about 5:45 p.m. on this lovely Wednesday, the 18th of April, 2018. Also World Amateur Radio Day. Any other person wishing to check in can please do so now. Net Control 11IRN610 at your service. Okay, nothing heard. So we are going to go back to the top of the ladder and start moving down. We know that there are a couple of persons who were short time, and hopefully that we too were short time if they give you sufficient amount of time for you to check us out in this one. And again, as I said, today is World Amateur Radio Day, so that there are a lot of persons probably have been right around the barn saying hello and hi and checking into the various nets, getting their QSO cards organized and having a good time. So I have decided to go outside a box, plus a box, plus a box, to ask not just a question, but in a form of a riddle. I know that Ron would love this one. And Ron, probably what you need to do is to probably pull out your bite charts, your pie charts, and all the other stuff that you may have there, your pen and protractors and whatnot, just to see how best you can take this piece out, mash it up, and bring it back for us. So here the question that we have for you, again, it's a little The question that we have today, and who knows, we look forward to some nice conversation on it. If Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? That's the question. If Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? That's the question. 27IRN 746, Graham. Graham, are you still there with us? If you are, we want to pass the mic to you. Who knows? You probably may have the first answer. Okay, there's no comeback there with Graham. I know Chris is out. And Dion, I'm not too sure if he is still there. He came in a short time, so probably Julie may be out also. Let's see if Dion is still wrong and if Dion wish to again engage us here. KE4, TLC, Dion, if you're still here with us and having something cool and strong to drink, we want to pop this question to you, sir. If Julie's, which is your close neighbor, if Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? Microphone to you there, Dion, if you're still around.
Well, first off, Sean, I want to apologize for saying Chris again. I don't know why I done that, but anyway, Sean. Well, I guess it would be in-laws. I don't know. I mean, well, your daughter's, if Julie's daughter is your daughter's mother, I guess it would be in-law or... So that's my guess. K4TLC.
K4TLC. Dion, could you come back with the answer?
I would say in-law. Some kind of in-law. It can't be a cousin. It's got to be an in-law.
K4TLC, Dion. Okay, Dion, we hold you to that answer. Thanks for the contribution, Maya. I appreciate that very much there. I wouldn't want to ask you at this present time, but later on, if you want to take the equation apart and break it down for us as to how you got in-law, you could also do so. That's probably my next challenge, so that probably when you share your answer, you know, yes, you have the solution there, but probably just break down, who knows, probably you have to use BudMass or any one of them to just break it down and share with us exactly as to how you got that there. Thanks again for your contribution, Dion, and hopefully we get back to you by the end of this program to take it further. So let's have some fun. I don't think that Joseph is here with us, but I want to believe that Thomas is. So let me see. 60IRN 749. Thomas, if you're still here with us, it's about what time on your side? 9:51 a.m. in the morning, probably now about to have nice sunshine breakfast. Thomas, if you're here with us, microphone to you, the question remains the same. If Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? Microphone to you, Thomas, if you're here with us.
G'day, Net Control 60 IRN 749 returning. What a hard question there, Sean. What a hard riddle thing. I think you may be her uncle. Maybe your uncle. I think that's the answer. I'm not 100% sure. This, all these riddles and things, just put me off. I think it will be uncle. I just kind of worked it out. I'm not too sure about in-law, but I'll just go for uncle just to be different. I think it's uncle. Yes, thanks for the good question, Sean. That's a bit of a trick one, but thank you. I'll pass it back to you, Sean. 60IRN749, back to Net Control.
Hey, 60IRN749. Thank you so much, Thomas, for engaging us there. Found my one. Yeah, sorry about that. 11-610, back on. Yep. okay, I think Dion is still here. So we in a form, you don't have to blame Dion for that question coming out today. I said today we had this question, was a three-part question. Let's say, you know, what is your honest opinion about the Guild? And have you ever recruited anyone to the Guild? And what, again, you can do to promote the amateur radio hobby. But some of those, that sort of question was more structured a little differently by Dion. So I decided, well, okay, we're going to find another question and look for an answer. So I'm still looking, Thomas. Thank you so much for your contribution. Much appreciated. And let me see. Let's go straight. Dion, he is there. Kilo Delta 5, Delta Lima, Juliet. Denny, just in case you're still sitting on the rock and you have caught your breath, microphone to you, sir.
Oh, this is KD5DLJ, pedestrian mobile, almost to the car, and out of breath. Oh, what a hike this has been. Oh, my goodness. The bottoms of my feet are feeling like they're blistered. I've had to stop several times on this 1,400-foot climb. I just didn't have enough oxygen or moisture to keep on going, but we're right at the car now, so we're going to drink up a lot of water here that we left in the car. We drank up pretty much what we had, and I'm going to let my our brains are rather oxygen-deprived at the moment, and we're not able to think and process such a complex question. So, my wife says son-in-law, but she didn't think it's right, so we will listen for the answer. Thanks for a very interesting net there, Sean. KD5DLJ, finally had the car.
KD5DLJ, Denny and Mrs. Denny, nice to have you on this one. Thanks again for your contribution, sir. Much appreciated. Say pedestrian mobile. And time to hydrate, time to have a lot of water after your hike. You've been hiking for a couple of hours now, most close to about 5 to 6 hours, up to a 1,400 feet hike up and back down. And all right, so take some rest before. Make sure that, again, everything is working A-OK before you start the mobile and head down the road. Thank you so much, sir. And listen out, probably there's somebody outside there with an answer. I know we have some brainiacs here, so we're going to see what's going to happen. Okay, my good friend, he is having his hamburgers and hot dogs, and he's just living it up. So no green eggs today, but a different type of menu. So because of that, now, from what they're saying, that eggs do a lot to your system, and it helps also with, again, besides your nervous systems and also, I guess, your brain spent updates along that line. This has been mentioned, Ron, recently. We're talking about, you know, that scientists have found, again, that coffee and tea, very good for you. Of course, there is a maximum for some people of 3 cups, not like Wayne and Chris and Lee, who are 14 and 15 cups a day. But, you know, they say it's very good for you, and add a couple more years to your life. So eggs also along those lines. So let's hear what the eggs has to say this time around. Four, IRN 801. Paul, the question to you, and I know you know Julie. So if Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? Microphone to you, Paul.
All right, Sean. You've been hurting a lot of brains over here. The four of us at the table here eating our burgers, six of us around here, and we are just burning our brains out trying to come up with the correct answer on this. Well, the only thing we can come up with, and my daughter figured this one out, mother-in-law. She's your mother-in-law. That's the only thing we could come up with. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably am, and I'm sure a lot of people out there, their brains are hurting over this one, too. You really threw a good one out there, John. But let me know what the answer is, because I'm very anxious. We all are. Four, India Romeo, November 801. Back to you, Net Control.
IRN 801. And the home circle. Paul, thanks again for your contribution, and thanks for your daughter there for that bit of information, and all those who was hubbing around the hamburgers and they no eggs today, but burgers. Good. We'll get back to you with the answer. But of course, this is getting better and better all the time. So let's leave Paul right now. You do see him. Hey, Uncle Don, is he still around? Let me see, boy. November 8th, Lima, Lima, Jolly. I know you have no traffic director, but if you're here with us, we want to throw the question to you. November 8th, Lima, Lima, Charlie. John, are you still here with us? Give you a microphone to you, sir. Okay, nothing here there, so I want to believe that. I wonder if it's just me, boy, in a silent treatment for November 8th, Lima, Lima, Charlie. But he's a busy guy. Today, he probably had a lot of work to do around the bands there. All right, so let's move there and go to Sterling Heights, Michigan Metro, Detroit. Uncle Roy, W8MRW. Roy, microphone to you, sir, and the question. And, of course, if you can also share some other information as to the happenings today and the GM network, all yours, sir.
Hello again, Sean, and everybody out there on the Guild Coffee Net. Roy, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, W8MRW. Well, first, let me answer the question, and I'll tell you something. I was confused for quite a while, but then I finally reasoned it out, and it sounds like Paul and Denny's wife agree with me. What am I to Julie? I am Julie's son-in-law. What is Julie to me? By deduction, Julie is my mother-in-law. So there you go. That's my answer. And like I say, I did come to that conclusion before I heard Paul and I heard Denny there mentioning it. And I did come to the conclusion independently. Right or wrong, weak or strong. Speaking of which, reminds me of a popular song here in the United States, perhaps 58 years ago. The recording artist was Ernie K. Doe, and the song was Mother-in-Law, if you remember that record from way, way back. So, yesterday night or evening at the famous, or I should say historical, Packard Proving Grounds, about 11 or 12-mile drive from here, we had our monthly General Motors Amateur Radio Club Monday night, monthly club meeting. That's where we had it, yeah. And we were just going over our duties for our individuals for the upcoming swap that will be April 29th over in Madison Heights, Michigan. So we're doing that. And by the way, if you guys want to see the meeting, you don't have to be a Facebook member or logged into Facebook. All you have to do to find this on Facebook is to do a Google search for Facebook General Motors Amateur Radio. Go there and look for the videos of the meetings, and you'll see our meeting from yesterday. there was a rather lengthy break there in the middle, that ensued for more than the 10 minutes allowed. But we got the meeting done anyway. Had a lot of fun doing it. So that's what's happening. The GM repeater is not connected tonight to the Guild conference server for the World Amateur Radio Day. There's been some technical difficulties that did not preclude us from being connected otherwise on Mondays and Fridays, but with so many connections today on the World Amateur Radio Day activities, we were concerned that the technical hiccups on the GM repeater might be heard by everybody, all the conference servers connected, and confuse everybody. I just made sure that the people at the club knew about World Amateur Radio Day and et cetera. So I think that's about it for me there, Sean. I'll be eagerly awaiting the answer to the great question today. Thanks, Sean, for hosting the net. Everybody be well out there, 7-3. With that, 11-IRN-610, this is W8-MRW, back to net control.
W8-MRW, Roy Roy, thanks again for checking in, my friend, and also for your contribution as usual. I just popped in there to, of course, your general motto. I'm looking at an annual general meeting. Probably I'll switch later on to the other one, but I'm just looking at the general meeting. All right. Thank you so much for your contribution. And I hope that folks listening would have picked up the fact that, again, you could always join them there on the GM network and share as much as possible. Expand your wings, my friend. This is what we do. All right. Before we get to Ron, who's probably pulling out some great matters at this present time, I want to take the opportunity to say hello, hi. Oh, boy, there he goes. I saw Greg there. Greg went out. To Mark. Hello, Mark. Whiskey 5, Mike Hotel Golf. Mark, if you're there, welcome to the Coffee Net. We want to say hello and hi to you. If you could just pop in and say hello and hi to us. And if you wish to answer the question, microphone to you, sir. Okay, nothing there from Mark. So let's see what Greg has to say. Well, that's Greg. Golf, Zero, Victor, X-ray, Yankee. Greg, welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to International Radio Network, and welcome back to the Coffee Net. We have a question. I'm not too sure if you heard it before, but we're going to pop the question to you, and hopefully you will join with us for an answer. So the question today, Greg, is, if Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? Microphone to you, Greg. Okay, wow, nothing there from Greg. Let me see. Junie is here. Good morning to you, Junie, out there in Indonesia. Yankee Charlie Ford, Juliet Hotel Yankee. Junie, good morning and welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you, sir. Any contribution?
Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Sean. Yeah. Good evening. Good night, everybody, and everyone join the Guild Net Challenge. Fine Challenge in Indonesia. Good morning. Participation check-in Challenge. 11-IRN-610. Yankee Charlie 4, Juliet Hotel Yankee from Indonesia. Participate check-in. 7-3, Sean, over.
Yankee Charlie 4, Juliet Hotel Yankee. Joni, again, good morning to you, entire family. Wish you the best of everything. As I said, it's always a pleasure hearing from you guys on the other side of the world. So we know that there's always a Tuesday. So it was 6 o'clock. 6:08 here in Trinidad and Tobago and in most of the other states, but we know that it is, of course, in Indonesia, it is Tuesday morning, similar to that of Christchurch in New Zealand there, and of course other places. So good morning to you, do have a beautiful one. Thanks again for checking in, and we wish you all the best. Hope to hear you again pretty soon. Let me see if I could probably engage any other person here before I get to my good friend Ron. And I know Ron has an answer for me. Jay, if you're still here, I mean, I know that there is a mute there. W0JAY. Jay, microphone to you, sir, if you do have a copy in our voice. Okay, nothing from Jay, nothing from Greg, nothing from Mark, and nothing from, did I call on Robert? I can't remember if I called on Robert. VK2DY, Robert, if you're there with us, good afternoon, and welcome to the Coffee Net microphone, dear sir. Okay, nothing from Robert also. All right, so let's go with the man with a plan in the small island there of Manhattan. Alpha Foxtrot 2, November 610. Good evening to you, Ron. And the question remains the same. If Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Julie? Microphone to you, Ron.
F2NY, back to son-in-law, Sean. You're the son-in-law of Julie. And Julie is your daughter's grandmother. I think Denny and Paul got it right, but Roy had a major flaw in his answer. The question was, what is Julie to Sean, not what is Julie to Roy? Roy is the son-in-law of a different mother or a different woman, anyway. So Roy's major flaw. The question was, who is Julie to you, not who is Julie to Roy? So he is his son-in-law to a different woman, not Julie. Anyway, I was trying to get on the World Net through the Echolink All-Star node, and it worked with my iPhone and my iPad. But it didn't work with my computer, and no matter what proxy I assigned, public, relay, or direct, it didn't work. So I'm not sure what went on there. Anyway, back to son-in-law Sean from AF2NY.
AF2NY, Ron, thanks again for your contribution. And I think stuff there. Jason, I'm seeing you, so please don't go far. But before I get to Jason, I guess I was a little bit mischievous in not sharing some other information to you all. But I never see more. You know, Jason just dropped already. All right. So that the answer could either be that of whether or not, what am I to Julie, whether I'm the grandmother, the mother, the daughter, the granddaughter, or I'm Julie. So you have five to choose from. I know I didn't give you all that. I was just hoping to see how best you could have broken it down and get there. So you could see, well, I'm the grandmother, the mother, the daughter, the granddaughter, or Julie. So I'm seeing some male figures coming in there and some in-laws also. And that's not part of the equation. So, if anybody is brave enough to say, well, I'll make another attempt, that will be lovely. Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Let's get to Ron. Ron was pulling this apart here, there, and everywhere. And probably with the wrong table of six there in the New Jersey. Probably know that you have either A, B, C, D, or E, whether it is the grandmother, the mother, the daughter, the granddaughter, or Julie herself. You know that you have those. Probably you may be able to say, it is this. And of course, for those of you who probably work along with those family trees and along those lines, make it a lot easier for you. But I know how it is there. Ron, any other answer do you have for me, sir?
AF2NY returning. Well, Sean, I would say If you're a transsexual, you would be the daughter-in-law of Julie. And that's my answer. Back to you, Sean.
Alpha Foxtrot, November Yankee. Now that sounds like a West Indian answer, so. It sounds like a West Indian answer. Just to stray slightly from this, recently we had a situation here in Trinidad where they're fighting against, you know, a couple of those laws and the respect for humanity and the respect for, people power and whatnot. And, I mean, I don't want to go on and on with the subject matter at this present time, but they're trying to change what we might want to consider sometimes the natural laws because, again, different groups and things like that. But no, I'm not. And I'm not. Let's just leave it that way. Who else can I ask? Probably. Let me see. I don't think nobody else there. But we're going to keep the doors open for 1 minute or two. It's about 6:16. It's very early. A lot of person checked in, but usually we tend to have more than that here. Anybody else wish to make a second contribution? Anybody else wish to make a second attempt? Now that you know that it's going to be the grandmother, the mother, the daughter, the granddaughter, or Julie herself. If anybody else wishes to make a second attempt, in that control, 11IRN610, that's your service. Okay, nothing heard there. All right, well, this is a question that's been popped to many, and have no fear, folks, that there are hundreds, if not thousands, or who knows, probably millions of questions around the globe today that is trying to decipher the answer for this question. So you're not alone. It's one that I've been popping and pulling a lot of gray matters from a lot of individuals. Again, sometimes we try to bring it down in such a way that says that, we have it related. So we are looking at probably, in this case, 27IRN 797. So if Julie's daughter, if her daughter, and let's say her daughter's name is probably Jane or so, is my daughter's mother. If Julie's daughter is my daughter's mother, the question begs, what am I to Julie? What am I to Julie? That's the question. Man, we probably give you until next week to answer it, to give you an answer. What about that?
Recheck from 4, India Romeo November 801.
Oh, that sounds good. 4, IRN 801. Paul, and the home circle. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Sean. I'm going to step out on the limb on this one because this was the first thing that came to my mind. But everybody else thought I was wrong. But I'm going to throw it out to you anyway because this is something I'm thinking it could be. And maybe I'm wrong, but maybe I'm right. Could it be that Julie is your wife? Over.
Nothing of eggs. 4IRN 801. No. Remember, we give you an equation. In fact, we give you a couple of answers to look at. And we're talking about whether it's the grandmother, whether it's the mother, whether it's the daughter, whether it's the granddaughter, or just Julie of herself. So out of that, you can choose one of them.
Recheck from 27RN79.
Now, if only I could sing, I would start to sing, because here comes Julie herself, and she worked it out, hopefully. 27RN797. Julie, go ahead, my dear.
Hi, Nick Control. I'd say it's Julie herself. I don't know why, but I just got that funny feeling. Back to you, Nick Control. From 27IRN 797.
27IRN 797. That's a good attempt. But no. Close to, but no. It's not Julie herself. Because the question asked was, what am I to Julie? You say, well, what am I to Julie? Well, I'm Julie. No. A little closer to that. Wow. So there's, again, by the process of elimination, tells us no. All right, this is what I'm going to do. similar to that of, I know that Ron came up with some answers even the week or two after with what is Victoria's Secret. So probably let's leave this question out there floating for some time. And I have the answer. And probably our next meeting, our next coffee net, we will share that with you. So folks, I want to thank you so much. It's about 6:22 on our side. And we want to thank all those who took the time to be here. 27 IRN 746, Graham and Chris, who is no longer here with us. EWR 31, Chris out there in Loxahatchee. KE4TLC Dion out there in South Carolina. 27 IRN 797, Julie. KK4 Zulu Tango Romeo Joe Joseph. I think I saw him popped in or pop back out somewhere along the line. 60 IRM 749 Thomas out there in Christchurch, New Zealand. And I am seeing my good friend, he popped in and he popped back out. That is November 6th, Kilo Tango Oscar Jason out there also in Carolina. Kilo Delta 5 Delta Lima Juliet, that is Benny. And Denny is no longer here with us, probably just driving down the road now. And I saw those thighs and knees there, Denny, after that long hour walk. And also we had 4IRN801 Paul, who is getting ready to take a fantastic cruise out there in the Bermuda. November 8th, Lima, Lima, Charlie, Uncle John. I thought he'd give me a silent treatment there. And W8MRW Roy from Sterling Heights, Michigan Metro Detroit. You also had for Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Ron in Manhattan, northeastern part of it. And Yankee Charlie 4, Juliet Hotel Yankee, Joni out there in Indonesia. So folks, we want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to join you in your mobile, on your hike, in your office, at your workplace, at home, wherever you are. You will have the opportunity to say hello and hi and join us, and of course making the Coffee Net another successful one. Thanks again for all your contribution. Thanks for engaging us. Thanks again for the excitement. And again, we hope that on next time we meet, we will share the answer with you. Just give it a longer period of time to work it out, pull out your protractors and stuff like that, and get to your pie chart, get to your hierarchy, and see if you can work it out. And shout it up from the mountaintop there, boys. So again, thank you so much. This is, of course, 11IRN610, coming to you live and direct from this beautiful Twin Island Republic that we call Trinidad and Tobago. And as Greg Mead mentioned earlier on there, seems as though we got another handle to our community. And you know, closing the Gill's coffee net. Please remember, of course, to check us out there on our website, on MemberPlanet, on Cluster, Zello, as often as you can. On Facebook, you can also. You know, we have Digi, Com Cafe, can be there. There's information on the SoundCloud also for you that you can pick up there. That is something that is being done by Thomas. And for everybody who continue to make a contribution on this one, for all the persons who are coming in, so the Gills, the International Radio Network, right here on the Worldwide Amateur Radio Gill, we want to welcome you, everybody. Again, we hear more and more persons coming in. Thank you so much. Thanks again for the contribution that you're making. There are so many places to see and hear that you can go. I saw Jersey recently. Again, it is a talk group to Jersey, I want to believe. And thoughts showing off there. So a lot of things happening, and don't forget. Remember also there are different ones who are locked in to other programs, other networks and stuff like that. And they encourage you to spread your wings and make it happen. Adrian, nice to see you. Adrian, nice to have you in this one there. That is Golf Zero. Look like Papa Zero Hotel. Nice to have you in this one. Welcome also. So folks, thanks again. Thank you so much for all that you have done for us on this one. I want to wish you a good night, a blessing to everybody. And if you have the time, don't forget, on Friday, you do have the Fellowship Net with November 8th, Lima, Lima, Charlie. And on Monday coming, you do have the Friendship Net on Monday there with, again, KD1 UPZ on Kebab. Thanks again, folks. This has been a good opportunity for us. November 8th, Lima Lima Charlie. I see you pop in and pop out again there. Continue to enjoy your coffee as much as you can, folks. We want to wish you 73s, 88s, and all the golden numbers from Sean and in our live transmission from this beautiful Trinidad Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Now closing the Gills Coffee Net and bringing this channel back to normal use. 73s, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.